Judith B. Domino, trustee, northwest of Route 18, east of Road 290, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Judith B. Domino, 114 Roslyn Avenue, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give to be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Bill Schaub. I'm here representing Ms. Domino. This is a little bit unusual variance. In fact, I had to speak with Mr. Lank and Mr. Burrell both before filing to see exactly what I was requesting. However, I do have one amendment. In the original application, I indicated there were two variances being sought because, according to the survey, you will see it says abandoned coop. That building is no longer there. So the only variance being requested is for the larger building. And as can be seen, this property was York's Antiques out on Route 9, and all the outbuildings have been there for many, many years. In fact, it is our belief that probably these buildings pre-exist zoning. But we couldn't say for sure because in 1974, when the Yorks bought the property, they were given a conditional use to add on to one of the buildings, and we think the building they were given the conditional use to add on to was the one that now encroaches. So in the abundance of caution, and in case Ms. Domino wishes to sell the property, we are seeking a variance for that rear building that encroaches on the railroad property. Now, the Delaware Transit Corporation is in agreement and will be giving Ms. Domino an easement to allow the building to stay. As acknowledged by that corporation, that building has been there for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. The variance being sought is actually 20 feet. If that building were built today, it should be 20 feet from the rear property line. And, of course, as can be seen, some of it is right on the line and some of it is over the line. So, therefore, to fully obtain the maximum variance that would be needed, it would be a 20-foot variance from the rear setback. As can be seen, that is a substantial part of the building, and as Ms. Domino can confirm, if she were required to remove that part of the building, it's not just the encroaching part she'd have to remove, she'd actually have to remove the entire building itself, and that is, in fact, her shop for a woman's clothes store. The as I've indicated, it is conceivable that the building predates 1969, but we are not certain of that. And that building has been there for many, many years, at least since 1974, but we think well before then. It obviously doesn't affect anybody. The only impact it would have would be on the railroad because it's closest to their property and partially sits on their property. And as I indicated, the railroad has agreed to allow it to remain. They have a standard easement that they will have people sign because this is not an unusual circumstance along the right-of-way in that area. For all these reasons, we would ask that the variance be granted, and Ms. Domino, is everything that I've said to the board true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, that's true.
So, Ms. Domino, certainly able to answer any questions.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, this was presented to the zoning office, as Mr. Schaub said, and what we told him was that the board's limited, of course, just to the setbacks, so all you can do is grant a zero setback, and then they're on their own to fend for themselves with the railroad, but it sounds like they've already done that.
All right, appreciate that. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Mm-mm.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Are there any persons here that are in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10470, as I don't think it'll offer the central character to the neighborhood, and especially since the railroad has no problem with encroaching on the property.
Okay.
So I move we approve.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,470. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.